May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 212. Why does your face, ye humble souls, those mournful colours wear? What doubts are these that try your faith and nourish your despair? Hymn 212.
Thank you. let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to John chapter 11, verses 1 to 46, the first 46 verses of the Gospel of John chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. And when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. When she had so said, she went away and called Mary her sister, secretly saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus went. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, coming to the grave, it was a cave and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot, with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary, and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Let us pray. Most holy, gracious, eternal Lord, angels now in heaven veil their face, they bow their head. Oh, that we may weep and bow our hearts and our bodies as we come and approach thy mercy seat. Oh, the mercy seat, a rich provision, the blood of atonement, a rich provision, thy word, a rich provision. We come defiled, the only washing is in the blood sprinkled mercy seat. We approach the throne of grace where thou now reignest risen. We come to through that shed blood at Calvary. Open our eyes to see the nature of the blessing of the blood of the Lamb, that it was in this that his life he gave a ransom. It drained away the life was taken, he took it down voluntarily. Nevertheless, it departed from him. He dismissed his spirit. Oh, great Lamb of God, thou High Priest, send thy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Lord, thou knowest how we feel. The love of God in election. What a mystery. When we consider the foreknowledge and prescience of God, what a mystery. When God, their great God, O Father, thou didst foresee and know the wretchedness, and we wonder if we are really alive in divine and holy things with such wretchedness. But if thou dost love eternally, we wonder at this love. And the love of thy person, Lord Jesus, in dying in our place, dying under the curse, bearing the judgment. Leave us not to think on this lightly. May we understand thou art infinite. We are not. We are not infinite. Thou art. Give us to understand. Thou hast died for the ungodly. Died in the flesh, that is. Died in the flesh. The ungodly. For the ungodly. O Holy Spirit, we can only stand in awe. Why dost thou sometimes return to us? We deserve it not. How dost thou bear with our hearts, our nature? Surely we cannot feel always the application of the blood, but thou dost bring it. Why dost thou return? We have known thee depart, but oh, we thought it was forever, more than once, but thou dost in faithfulness. Oh, lead us to understand to hide under the covenant of peace through the death of our High Priest, O Lord God. Help us today to worship. We come, we've dragged ourselves here. Lord, may we be led of thee. May we worship thee. It's sinners that praise thee. But there have to be redeemed sinners. Help us. Help us to be among the ransomed of the Lord. To praise thee. To know thee. To love thee. Lord, we want to serve thee. But it's by the drawings of love we will. And not the legal duty of the law. For Lord, we are sold under sin and destitute. We come confessing, come weeping. Give us true heart weeping, not just in chapel. But Lord, well thou knowest it's a real daily business. And it's a living one. It's a reality. Every day is like a sentence of death. And yet, every day we have to mourn and look alone to thee. We gather the manna, sacred word of God. Oh, manna, manna from heaven is thy word, manna from heaven. Thus we come, help us now. Bless the friends, bless this house, bless the ministry here, bless the deacons, bless the church, bless the congregation. Let thy spirit rest on them. Let thy care be over them. Watch over them. Protect them. Raise them up. Restore them. Heal them. Comfort them. Lord, we have to come to thee. Come where we are. May we see thou hast come where we have been. Where we have been. Thou hast been where thy people are now. Help us to know this. Help us to fear it. Oh, look down in mercy upon us. We need thee, Lord. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise to the profit of our soul. That first hymn. Lord, we don't so often hear it given out. We gave it out a lot. We believe we know something. But Lord, how forgetful. How forgetful are we. No man can keep alive his own soul. So we come, have mercy on us. Bless Zion, bless thy servants, the editors of our magazines, secretaries of our societies, thy one church in the earth and missionaries. Bless thy dear servants, some in distress, some in affliction. Be very gracious, be very merciful. Help them. Have mercy on this our guilty land. Bring us as a nation to repentance. Oh, have mercy on the remnant in the land. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage, our civil liberties. In this dark, cloudy, evil, awful day. But Lord, there's none so awful as our own heart. Lord, let me never be said having a form of godliness without the power. Oh, give us life. Give us real repentance, godly sorrow. Give us contrition. Give us meekness. Oh, smile within. We wait for thy coming. It's a future state. It's a future place. Not the present. Is the seat of our happiness a future place? Not the present earthly scene. It is a wilderness journey. Lord, we'd still make our nest here if we could. Oh, how we need stirring up. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We love that prayer. God, be merciful. Merciful still. Still merciful. To the very end of my journey. Be very merciful. And through the river. Through the river. Be very merciful. To the entering of glory, I humbly pray. We ask all these things. Anything we have failed to ask. Friends away we notice. Saw one, two on Friday. Be with each. Be gracious. Be with them where they are. Now gather us under thy gracious cloud. Gather us together. Oh, may we be those chicks. May it never be said, ye would not. Oh, may we be gathered under thy wing. Oh, gather us. Gather up the scattered fragments. The fragments that remain. Oh, we beseech thee, precious fragments. Precious fragments in our life. Oh, they're more. They're more than our. We ever deserve. More than we can ever imagine. Oh, the fragments that remain. The shattered pieces of gospel hope. Put them together. Bless our souls. We ask in thy worthy name. And for thy sake, have all the glory and honour in our heart. Not with noise. Not with the noise of emotion. Have all the glory in our life. And in our sanctuary. We beseech thee for thy great name's sake. Amen.
Hymn 763. Alas, and did my Saviour bleed, and did my Sovereign die, would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Hymn 763.
in complete dependence upon the Lord, I will draw your attention to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to John, chapter 11, and verses 25 and 26. Gospel according to John, chapter 11, and verses 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? John 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? This is a well-known portion, but so little realized, so little understood. You know, this word here, I am, we think of I am that I am as the one. And he is who hath the keys of hell and death and will send most of humanity to the lake of fire. But in these words, there is death and life met. Death and life met. Death and life met in Christ. Our death met his life. Has your death met his life? We read in this gospel, Jesus said, though it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. You know, we all know about the resurrection, so we think. You know, it doesn't profit us to know about the resurrection. The only profit you will have in resurrection is to know what Jesus said. The words that I speak unto you, speak. Speak. You know, you hear so much about people having the Lord's voice. But you know, it's the effect on our lives and hearts that will do us good and will prove whether the Lord has spoken. This tries me personally. This tries me personally. The words that I speak unto you, mercy. Mercy. The words of mercy are spirit and life. The words of compassion, their spirit and life. Can judgment be life? It's death. Well, in one sense, I know we live under those judgments. He's a God of judgment, and he does justly, and his people will know those judgments. But there's still mercy. It's covenant mercy. Yea, and the way of thy judgments have we waited for thee, O Lord. But I'm speaking here of the judgments, love and grace, not the judgments of condemnation forever, which are terrible to bear. See, we don't know the difference. What a mixed religion some of us have got, haven't we? Do we know the difference between life and death? We're only half living, we're only half dead. How solemn. It's like the church in Asia, that lukewarm. I spew thee out of my mouth. Dear friends, the words that I speak unto you, says Jesus, they are spirit and they are life. You know how the Lord, who is coming on that white horse, how he goes forth to conquer, and how his garment has been dipped in blood. Let's Martha and Mary talk to him. Are you a Martha or Mary? Look at the difference. One had to be rebuked, cumbered with much serving. The other sitting at his feet, weeping. But you know, Jesus loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus, despite all they were, whatever they, however, I don't understand much about Lazarus, but whatever we are, of the words of gospel mercy, broken our heart yet? Have they broken us? Are the Lord's dealings making us thirst for living waters, longing for mercy? How true Martha and Mary were. Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. They verily believed it. They believed all the wisdom of God in tarrying. You know, you may feel the silence of the Lord is terrible, but I tell you, he's making you love him more while he's silent. And also, he's making you seek him more. And also, he's making you reflect on your own heart a little more. When the Lord is silent, and he came not for the purpose that I may raise him again, and he did. Lord, if thou hadst been not been here, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. You know, we're simple creatures. That's our view. You know, that's our view of things. You know, but grace will bring us all to know him. What's God's view of things? We don't know, but we discover it in the Lamb. We discover it in the Lamb. I am. I want to come to that in a moment. We wanted to be spirit and life. Now, are these words spirit and life unto us? Martha said to him, I know that even now whatsoever God will ask of, God will give it thee. Thy brother shall rise again. I know that he rises at the resurrection. You know, Martha had to know more than just that. We've got to know more than that. Why am I insisting on it? Dear friends, I am. That means now. It means I am the resurrection now, not at the end of time. Not when time should be enough. I am now the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. That life, my life, Christ's life is our resurrection. We speak of union. There's a lot of religious flattery about union. Union with Christ. Or to be in union with him. It's a living desire. May it be one. But dear friends, it's I am. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Let's just leave this for a second. I'll come back. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. What a solemn thought. Have you seen Jesus in the pages of Scripture? What is it to believe, friends? What is it to believe? That word is probably used in Christianity more than any other. Believing and that word faith, so commonly used. What is it to believe, friends? It's to receive. To receive something. Believing is receiving. Receiving. You might say, well, I don't agree with you. Dear friends, what about living under the cloud then? Is there still the believing, the walking in faith? Is there not the receiving of the knowledge of your own heart, of your own sin? That's receiving. Is there not receiving that God has a right to depart from us, and it's only his mercy that he doesn't? Are you begging and receiving? It's receiving truth. And by and by, that truth will be found in Jesus. There's no truth outside Christ. The warnings of the law, if they're real and they're received in the heart, it's because the Lord is making room for himself. It's not just natural conscience. It's not just natural conscience this morning that I'm a sinner. How many people say, oh, I'm such a sinner. Friend, if they were, they wouldn't be saying it. They'd be quiet. It's receiving. Receiving of the Spirit of warning. Receiving the Spirit of mercy. Receiving the Spirit of truth. Receiving the Spirit of comfort to a lost, wounded, undone, destitute friend, wounded. Sin will wound us because it wounded the Lord. If you're a living soul, your sins will wound you. They'll wound you. If you're alive, you'll be wounded by you. Not someone else's sin. You know, that person over there or that person over there, that won't wound you. They might hurt you. But it's your own sins that'll wound you. They'll wound you. They'll hurt you. Because they hurt the Lamb, if you're his. But this is what the Lord says. Oh, that the Father shall give me. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Are you coming this morning? You know, dear friends, it's not once, it's all the time. Coming to Christ is all the time of a pilgrim. Oh, friends, there's hardly a minute goes by. And a living soul, I know we wander. I'm not going to say it's perfect every day. Hours, oh, the shameful hours of wandering. Sovereign mercy still calls return. Bless God if you've found total emptiness in this world. You might indulge in some natural lawful pleasure, starting out one evening, looking at something, investigating something, and you think, oh, that'll be all right. After 3 hours, you feel you've lost everything, empty, finished, undone. What a mercy. The Lord doesn't let you go on in it, does he? You'll come back, and it's the Spirit of life within you, see. The Holy Ghost. Friend, we think of him as the comforter he is. But the Holy Ghost is that which divides, empties, brings the darkness, brings the truth, brings the life, brings the comfort. I don't know which to me is the greatest of the three of the, in the persons of the one God. Which of their love is the greatest? Well, we have to say, we must go with the word of God, greater loveth no man than this. But that was the man Christ Jesus. That a man lay down his life for. That is great love, friends. What great love for the Holy Spirit still to be with you. He is holy. Still to remain with you, and still to come back to you, to return to you, wanderer, backslider. The electing, I said it in prayer, it seemed to touch me. Oh, the God of foreknowledge. Can he dwell here? Can he dwell in your heart? Did he elect you? Friend, he elected his people knowing just where they would get to and what they would be. But what is the, where is the life about? I am in Christ, met in Christ. Death and life are found in him. Death met him, our death met him, his life met us, if we're brought to him. Has the life of the Lamb given you a hope? Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You know, friends, you won't be cast out. And so forth. There were other words here, but the time is running. This is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. You know, the resurrection, dear friends, is as real today as it is, as it will be at the end. Is it? That's the question that's before us this morning. Is it? Is the reviving from the dead in your heart and your hopes? You know, the most heaviest news you may have. It's a sentence of death. It's a real sentence of death. What hope can you have? The Lord said this, and it's very, very vital, and it's part of what I've given out as a text, although it didn't actually come to me to be given. Whoso liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Shall never die. You know, that's so hard to believe, isn't it? So hard to believe. First of all, we don't live properly. Listen, what is it to live in Christ? What do you think it is? What do you think to live in Christ is? It's not your holy feelings, you know. It's by faith to draw on the grace of his dying, the grace of his life. Oh, the grace that you might have been brought. What a mercy to behold him dying in our place. Faith to believe. With the sentence of death still in the body. Faith to believe. I tell you, friends, I tell you what the enemy said to me, and I think he might be right, because he does tell the truth sometimes. Some of you are sitting here and you think, oh, these are just the principles we got beyond that. We want all the experience of how I'm feeling. I don't want that, friend. I want the Lord. I am. Whatever dark place you might be in, that won't save you. It might be a saving experience isn't salvation. It is in one sense salvation, because it leads to salvation. I know I'm being a bit deep, but I'm being serious. It's only by the breath of the Lamb, the word of his grace in the soul, that will keep you and raise you, and you will live in and by, and nothing else and nothing less. I know some of you don't believe me, but I'll have to leave that bit. I must be faithful. I am the resurrection and the life. Soul, are you weeping after him? Look at Martha and Mary. Mary, who was so trusting at his feet. So weeping at his feet. So trusting. Oh, so sweetly enjoying a deity reconciled to her, a poor worm, now sits still in the house. Mind you, we've several thoughts as to why, and we're not clearly told, although we know some things which are revealed. But she says exactly the same as her Martha, her sister, who was so cumbered about. And I believe Mary felt it. Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Lord, if thou wast with me, I wouldn't be in this position. Lord, if thou wast with me, if thy words were real, I wouldn't be in such fear and trembling. Lord, I wouldn't be such a sinner, would I? I wouldn't be such a sinner. Friend, why do I say the resurrection is every day? You know, it's a victory over death and over hell and over sin. A victory. The simplicity of it is real. When the Jews always believed in the resurrection, the woman of Canaan, whoever it might be, look at outside Nain, the widow outside Nain. Jesus had compassion. Yeah, the Father had compassion. And the Spirit had compassion. And they worked as one to raise that young man. And so it is in soul feeling. I am the resurrection and the life. What do we know of him then? That's the vital thing. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Was the Apostle Paul just speaking only concerning when he was in the bosom of the Lamb and his body was going to be raised? Friend, he meant it then. Reviving of hope. Where are we? Friends, the sentence of death. Friend, the dead feelings. Oh, you've come to chapel so well. I don't know how you come to chapel, but I know how I do sometimes. Who can explain the utter confusion you sometimes feel as you come to chapel, or as you go to prayer, or as you live? Who can explain the awful shame of your heart, the terrible shame? Friend, what a mercy to be brought to shame. What a mercy to be brought to be ashamed of yourself. Who can explain the awful feelings of leanness, carnality, this world, friend, having a name to live and yet feeling dead? An awful feeling it is in the heart. Who will revive you? How do you think you get out of that then? You know, the natural heart says immediately, I must change. Oh, I must pray more. Oh, I must be more exercised. Oh, I must read the word. True in a way. I'm not saying that's not so, but dear friends, I am love. Love calls you back. Love drops in. You know, I've had to get on my knees and plead promises that I know I've almost openly denied, that they still will cover me and will still be real. You know, it's not just the letter of the promise. It's the grace of God in it. It's the love of the Lamb in it. It's the sweetness of mercy in it. It's the power of Christ in it. I am the resurrection and the life. And he is today, friend. He is today. He's your resurrection today, child of God. And only you will be revived. And you will be brought up out of the miry, the horrible pit, the miry clay, by his sweet mercy, his sweet grace, his sweet word. The words that I speak unto you, they are power and they are life. Is this power and life? When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, that's Mary, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Is that power and life? Christ groaned in the spirit. To one that's been groaning in the spirit, who knows what it is to groan in the spirit, surely there is life in that groaning for our poor troubled hearts. The point is he groaned for us. Has Jesus groaned for me? Friend, I'm eternally safe if he has. I don't say that lightly, I can assure you. I'm stating something that's true, but I may not particularly feel it. I'm almost fearful to say it. But it means the same for you. Has the Lamb groaned for you? Has he bled? Did his life drain away? You know, I haven't come to the point of the resurrection yet, which I want to. But I want to linger here for a moment. And was troubled. Let us think of Calvary. You know, our sins troubled Christ. And if you're a living soul, they'll trouble you. In fact, they'll trouble you all your days. I don't think there'll be many a day go by without your sins not troubling you, friend. And woe to us if they don't. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" Friends, where have you laid your hopes? Where have you laid him? Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The Jews said, "Behold how he loved him." Christ weeping. Friend, he knew he was going to raise him. He wept at the sorrow of Martha and Mary. You know, they could not. Can you believe all that the Lord has said to you? It needs grace to believe. It needs power to believe. Doesn't it? Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Could he that saves stop me from singing? Could he stop my heart from wandering, I don't know, last week before, whatever it was? Could he have stopped me saying that terrible thing? Friend, you know, this world's wisdom, and politicians are full of it, let's prevent crime. Don't let's punish it, let's prevent it. Friend, what a load of rubbish. They don't understand man's heart. The gospel forgives the crime. Love prevents the worst of crime. Love redeems from crime. Love in our heart makes us to fear to commit crime. And it's through his love and grace alone. Forgiveness, friends, against an offence to him is the greatest blessing. And the Lord did not prevent Lazarus from dying. And why did he die? Because he was a sinner. You might have come this morning, or as I read that, thought, oh, here's Saint Lazarus again. Saint Lazarus. Oh, such a godly man. Oh, such a lovely man. Friend, he died. He was a sinner. He had the sentence of death. But the Lord raised him from that death. Is the spirit and life? take ye away the stone. Take ye away the stone. When the Lord, you know, the Lord commands and the Spirit does it. Take ye away the stone. Have you felt the effects of the stone being taken away? Do you know, it's surprising, isn't it? A love undeserved. A little revival. Friend, from the midst of all your infirmities and your heart wanderings, a reaching up, a looking up, a longing forth, flowing forth. Love causes your heart to weep and to flow out to him. Jesus said, well, Martha says, he's been dead 4 days, he stinketh. Said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Look at that believing again. It's not easy, is it? It's not easy. Everything's against it. Everything was against Martha. How could her brother live? How can your soul live? Tell me, how's your soul going to get to the end of the journey honourably? How are you going to be brought to heaven? How can the Lord have mercy on you? How can he raise you up? How can he restore you? How can he bless you? How can he fulfil his promise? How will you know it will be well with you? When you've got such death across your heart and your life. Friend, death in everything. You know, when I speak about death, friends, I'm not talking about bad news and about all our, I'm talking about your sins. That's what I'm talking about. Look at your heart. You know, I brought one of the Lord's servants up with me today. I'm only a miniature. But you know, how we feel the awfulness of our case. We're both talking about it. The awfulness of our own heart and corruption. And can God dwell here? Friends, the point is, will he ever dwell here again? We keep looking for evidences. That was the word of the Lord. I know, I've done it myself. Oh, the Lord did. I believe he did speak. I believe it was real. And after a little while, it all fades away again and you're back to yourself. What do we need? A visit. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. Come forth. Now, dear friends, that was hard to believe. Martha couldn't believe that Lazarus had ever come forth. You can't believe you're going to come forth, can you? But you will by his rising power. Friend, living faith is rising from the dead. It is. It is. Salvation is rising from the dead. Dead self. The sentence, the very sentence of death. Listen, we need... What a mercy if the Lord has given you the sentence of death across your whole life. I know it's not pleasant, friends. It's an awful thing to... I can tell you it's a most awful experience. But it's real. It's a reality. It'll bring you a weeping. It'll bring you as nothing. It'll bring you as a worm. It will. He raises from the dead. I am. Jesus is the one that I am, the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, it doesn't just mean corporal death, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now you think of the awful dead. Friend, what is death? Through vileness, through temptation, through sin, through corruption, through the filth, through the wretchedness, through the hatred, through the enmity, through the wrath of your own heart, the anger, rebellion, murmuring, impatience, fretfulness. yet shall he live. Yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me, though he were dead, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Though he were dead, shall never die. What a mystery. Though he were dead, he'd never die. He was dead, but he'd never die. Resurrection. Now listen. I turned here in the vestry to a word. What's our hope today? He that spared not his own son. In other words, I will spare my people. I will love them freely. You're going to be spared. If you're spared, if you're going to be spared from the wrath to come, if you're going to know the love of God in a fullness, a refulgence, a glory, because he spared not his own son. He spared him not. Friends, what worthless, Isaac, what's his right? Worthless worms. A worthless worm. That the Lord of life and glory should die. Friend, I do find when I look, when I feel myself, I think it's impossible. That could never be true. Could never be true of me. That he should pour fury upon his son. And spare me. You know, you won't find the answer in yourself. You won't find the grace in your own heart, your own feelings. I hope you do experience grace in your heart. I don't mean you won't know anything of grace in the heart, because you will. But what I mean is, friend, you'll have to receive the grace from him who died. The grace of him dying. The grace of him who lay dead in the grave. The grace of him who cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken him? Why forsaken me? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Delivered him up. Where did he deliver him to? The place where I should be. The place where I ought to be for my sin. How shall he not with us also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? What of your conscience this morning? I notice when I come here, I can refer to Romans 8. I don't know why, but I do seem to have these things over again when I come into this chapel. What's laid to your charge this morning? How ashamed are you? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. How can he justify me? Who is he? Conscience condemns me, friend. What a mercy it does. Conscience condemns me. Who is he that condemneth? We have an answer. It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Because I live, ye shall live also. I am the resurrection and the life, because I live, a living Christ, where death had no hold on him. It threatened him. He died in the flesh. Peter declares it, that his soul did not die. It could not die. It was holy. Because I live, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Because I live. Now, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Let's come back. I'm trying to gather these up together as one. The gospel, has it made you alive in desire for Christ? Desire. Oh, to lay hold, the word is clear, lay hold on eternal life. Faith, need, prayer, confession, request, trembling, they lay hold on eternal life. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Jacob didn't deserve a penny, you know. And he knew it. He knew it, that's the point. He knew it. He knew it when he wrestled. He knew he didn't deserve anything. He knew it. But still he said, he knew him. Do you know him? Have you traced him? Has your heart gone after him? I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? How can I believe? Friend, as we receive the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. And this is the bread sent from heaven, friend. You know, such simple truths. I know my preaching is simple. You know, but I don't know how it finds with you. I often have to get back to where Jonah was. Friend, I wish I could have advanced in religion. Well, if you want to talk a doctrine about me, I will, because I can talk it, but it doesn't do me any good, you know. Doctrine, the sweetness of the truths of the gospel, are when you gather those crumbs up. Crumbs of it. Crumbs of mercy. You know, there's even those among our circles who despise those crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave. It's almost as if they got above that. Well, I haven't. I haven't. You know, I am the bread of heaven. I am the bread of heaven. Do you believe it? He that, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life. Hath eternal life. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. And this is where I want to finish. Who is even now, in all your need, in all your sorrow, in all your felt disgrace, in all your loneliness, in all your trembling, in all your confusion, who is even now at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us, now I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Now. And not future. Yes, future. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. Listen, not everyone has in this chapel, but some have. Have you had a yesterday? What a small yet. Though thy beginnings be small. You know, that's very real, you know. That's very, very real. Though thy beginnings be small, yet shall thy latter end greatly increase. It's real. That's true. It's true of every believer. Every believer. You think, wasn't true of Paul the Apostle? Friend, it was. You don't know how small he felt, you know. You look at that shining light on Damascus. You think it's a tremendous thing. It was. But I tell you, Paul was less than the least of all saints in that hour. Less than anyone. Though thy beginning be small, yet shall thy letter end greatly increase. Whoever liveth to make intercession for us, now is now at the right hand of God. That's why he rose, that's why he ascended, to make intercession. Friend, has he made intercession for you? He is now. He did for Jacob. He will for you. He did for the publican. I know it's a parable. He did for the publican. He did for the Apostle Paul. He did for the dying thief. Well, I will leave it now. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I am, friend, in conclusion, a fullness. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am he that was dead and now liveth forevermore. He put his right hand on John and said, fear not, I am he that was dead. I am the first and the last. You know, dear friends, he is the first in some things now, isn't he? He never was at one time. He'll be the last as well. Right down to the very end, in that dying breath. I am. You know, what a word. It's present. I am your resurrection now. I am the one that will revive you. I'll gather up. I'll gather you. I'll pick you up. I'll fulfill my promise. I will bring you through. Thou shalt see my glory soon when the work of grace is done. Friend, it's got to be done yet. Partner of my throne shalt be. Now, friend, despite all you fear that he doesn't love you, can you say, yes, say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? Lord, thou knowest that I love thee, but I'm such a sad lover. I'm such a solemn character. Lord, woe is me, but I do love thee. I wish I could love thee more. I wish I could. I've got all this infirmity, but Lord, I do. With a new man of grace. I am. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. I've not touched on the life much, but, oh dear friend, his life. His life is our life. His intercession makes our prayer. Groanings which cannot be uttered. Now listen, is that your prayer? You feel ashamed. Friend, you know, if you came to the chapel and all you could, you might have to do it one day, you know. Some praying men here might be brought to such a point, all they can do is come to the chapel and groan. I've actually heard of one, I haven't witnessed it, but I've heard of one person that did it. With groanings which cannot be uttered, the Spirit maketh intercession for us. What do you think prayer is? Friend, it's not all the nice things you hear. It's not, oh, it was such beautiful prayers. Friend, I warn you, you're on the wrong track. Public prayer is difficult. Remember, you pray to the Lord. Lose sight of men. The life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead. How many times have you been dead, friends? Well, even in one day, times without number. I'm serious. It's a solemn business, you know. Death is terrible. The spiritual feelings of death are just a reality of what man must enter into unless he's redeemed. That's serious, isn't it? I am the resurrection. He that believeth in me. What a trial of your faith. Lord, I believe, help them on unbelief. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. He that liveth and believeth in me. Whoso. What a lovely whosoever. Friend, may it find someone. Are you among the whosoever? It doesn't do what, there's no qualification there, you know, except for a poor worm. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me, to live by faith, to live by prayer, to live by request, to live by pleading, to live by his merit, to live by his blood, to live by his death, to live by his rising, to live by the word of his gospel, to live by the crumbs of mercy in the Bible. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. You know, poor old Martha could hardly believe it, could she? He says to her, believest thou this? Poor Martha. Are you a Martha? Cumbered about with everything. But it was real.
God willing, Mr. Rosier will address the Sunday school this afternoon, and Mr. Broom will preach on Friday evening and next Lord's Day, and we hope he will address the Sunday school in the afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with hymn 764. How sad our state by nature is. Our sin, how deep it stains, and Satan binds our captive minds fast in his slavish chains. Hymn 764.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.